Next Saturday sees a gig I'm really looking forward to. Soul to Soul are back on the road again, and the powerhouse behind that band joins me on the line right now. Jazzy B is on the line. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, always looking forward to coming home.
That's where it all started out.
First live gig we actually did was at the Fridge in Brixton many, many, many moons ago, yes. So it's a homecoming. Now, they've changed the name, so it's no longer the Fridge, it's now the Electric in Brixton. And subsequently, we have a plaque outside of the venue as well, which is always a nice touch. But it's always good to play on home turf.
How many times have you played that venue?
In Brixton?
Yep.
It's too many to mention. It's like my back garden, isn't it, really?
The lineup has surely changed over the years.
Ever so slightly, although the Funky Dreads will be in attendance, Karen Wheeler will be in attendance, and I think my engineer at the time is the same engineer, and the difference is now, obviously, the band's evolved and moved on. Bit of a younger band now. And what else? Oh, and Charlotte Kelly as well will be joining us as well live on stage. So we're taking it back to the old format, as it were, with the different featured artists on the night. And just really honestly looking forward to a homecoming.
You started off as a sound system, if I look back at the history, and you were in that fusing both the live and recorded sounds in that. How do you feel these days about sampling versus a live musician performing?
I think it's all one and the same. Sampling is an art. You first of all, you've got to find something to sample. It's like you've got to find something to play. And everything has almost been done before. It just depends on how, you know, you end up doing it, as it were. I personally am a great believer in technology and the future, and equally so, the fact of great musicianship, keeping up with that and being part of that. And the beautiful thing about music within itself, without any musicians, there wouldn't be any sampling. So the two go hand in hand.
Has your lineup always been fluid? Have you always welcomed other influences and other directions into your music?
Absolutely, because I'm influenced by other bits of music and musicians and so on, because, you know, my heart is a DJ. And as a DJ, you're influenced by various different sounds and music and stuff like that. And I suppose from where I sit as a DJ and a musician, both things are heavily influenced the way that I progress.
I can remember your music being released. I can remember going to buy the 7-inch singles. And even these days, I see you performing live. I've seen you on the telly. I've seen your music being used in adverts. But what is Soul to Soul up to now? Still making the music, or you have some secret plans in the pipeline as well?
Ah, there's always secret plans, but you can't say it's secrets. I'll have to break your legs, wouldn't I? But it's more a case of being inspired. I love music. I love the idea of interacting with people. And those things I'll keep on doing and hopefully continue to do. Everybody is in the collective that plays music. We all realise this is a great opportunity for all of us. I mean, Soul to Soul is bigger than myself. The idea, as well as branching out and having different artists, the fluidity of that also helps to be inspiring. I still live in a very bohemian, artistic part of town in Camden, where there's lots of things that do go on every day, and there's, you know, some really interesting people that you bump into. So I'm often inspired, and if anything, my next venture will be to take some of that inspiration and use it in whatever way, shape or form that's possible.
You see there the importance of community and working together.
Absolutely, without a doubt. The whole idea of the communal workspace or even just interacting with people is just so important. It's just such a breath of fresh air and so much more interesting when you're just sharing ideas and you can see the whites of people's eyes and get a real true reaction towards what's going on. And then, you know, ultimately get some type of satisfaction from what you do.
You see, do you, a bright future for music and humanity with the youngsters growing up today?
Well, yeah, I often tell them it's not really about the secrets, it's about belief. And just like it was back in the maybe in the 50s, 60s and 70s, it's still about, you know, perseverance and you believing in what you're doing and having some true, honest patience, you know. That's about the best sort of advice I always am able to give younger people. It's just about, you know, keeping your eyes set on the target and believing in what you're doing and you know, working hard.
Has it changed, do you think, since you were starting out?
I hope it has. I hope it has. And, you know, that's a difficult question to answer because I'm actually in the belly of the beast here, you know what I mean? So I couldn't tell you what it would be like for somebody nowadays. But for me, in my day, you know, I think some of those issues still exist in terms of differences of opinions or misunderstandings. So I don't think anything like that has changed. And if you want, you could argue it might be easier now. But the difference is how we endure entertainment. And like you said, you went out and brought the 7 inches. So there was a whole experience and a ritual that would go towards, you know, buying music and discovering music, let's say back in the analog days, where now it's a digital era, where it's as interesting as what you want to make it. But I do believe change is important, you know.
You talk about the digital age, but I was down in Greenwich a couple of weekends back, and there's the record store there selling the vinyl and people flicking through vinyl records and listening to stuff on turntables. And I can remember going to Camden in my, my younger years and going through the record stores there, and it just brought it flooding back, going down to Greenwich and seeing an old school record store. Now, I'm not, you know, not dismissing the digital technology, but that brought back memories.
No, absolutely, and thank God it did as well. It means you're still alive, fella. But it's still happening here, you know. When I'm in town, I'll go to Tony's stall up here in Camden. I'll go to BBE. I'll take a trip down Soho. I mean, you know, it might look like London's got loads of shops, but, I mean, it'll be the same in Manchester. I was just up in Newcastle, bought a few bits and pieces from the old Salvation Army shop there. People still sell records, you know, vinyl's still out there. If anything, there's been probably more a demise of CDs than there is vinyl, but they're a lovely little tool to have, though, aren't they?
Oh, very much so. Jazzy B, it's a complete honour talking to you. You're an inspiration to many, and this show, Saturday the 13th of May, this coming Saturday, it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to
it. It's going to be great because we're coming home. It's a homecoming for us. And, you know, I'm so much looking forward to it. And I know the guys are as well. There's always something a little bit extra in the tank when it comes to playing in London. Because, again, you know, London's one of those turfs that there's so much going on. We're somewhat spoiled. So when you do come to London, and because we're born and bred here as well, we're going back to the old fridge where I've had years of Friday nights there after we left the Africa Centre that became our residency. So it's going to be a homecoming and just really looking forward to it.
Just remind me again, who have you got on with you?
The lineup this on this particular show will be Karen Wheeler, Charlotte Kelly, and Jazzy B on vocals, a 12-piece band. Everybody's up for it, going for it, and we are really looking forward to it all.
Well, you've got a website, soultosoul.co.uk. Tickets, I've checked. You can get tickets on there. It's a great pleasure chatting to you. Look forward to seeing you live on Saturday.
I look forward to it. Cheers.
Nice one. Cheers. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.